Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, is in the house with us.
You got a problem?
You are like 12.
What's your problem?
Really go.
I'm looking up hard G sounds.
I made one mistake.
I believe hard G, based on this little chart that looks like it's from an elementary school, is
that
goat.
Can help. Goat. Goat.
I know, but then it says...
How does that help
Oh,
us?
It's a test.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Just cut these up and you mix and match them. Gentle,
forget
golf,
it.
Gym. I think a hard G is Giza.
Giza. Not Giza. Giza.
The anyway. Old Giza, not Giza.
We're moving on, Andy. Andy, you got to just...
Yeah,
so
let it go.
We were just discussing
Focus.
Gronk
good.
And the whole Rob Gronkowski thing. I think he's coming back. Andy thinks he's coming back, maybe not as wholeheartedly as I do, but you still think he's coming back.
Yeah. Do you think he'll be at OTAs?
OTAs, no.
Minicamp?
Yes.
Training camp?
Yes.
I say
season?
I say
yes.
No. So you say no straight through.
I say
he won't
no,
even have second thoughts?
But I'm warming up to the Willie McGinnis idea. I thought it was outrageous when I first heard it, and that would be, let's just put a date on it and say he plays half the season, and he comes back. There's sort of a wink and a nod that I'm going to be out, but then I'll be all hands on deck come and Halloween. Something like that.
What if Gronk didn't think of this and he's heard this now and he's like, whoa, whoa.
Hey, this sounds pretty good to
that
me.
That a thing?
Yeah.
Like, how do we do that?
We're allowed to do that?
Willie, talk me through it.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be at training camp. Well, Peter King
training
has...
Training camp?
He'll be at training camp.
You just wrote my blog entries for a couple days.
Go ahead.
Nice.
Rich Keefe reports.
You're going to use... I'll say
you're gonna just quote say me? Reliable sources.
As today. Somewhat reliable EEI source
not
predicted.
Not bad.
So Peter King has a podcast. Long podcast with Tom Brady, remember, after the Super Bowl a couple
multi-part,
of years ago.
Multi-part, right?
Yeah, it sure was.
Up in Wyoming or Montana, wherever
Montana, big
top
sky
of the
country.
Mountain.
Yeah. That's right.
So Peter just had Drew Rosenhaus on.
Good get.
Agent of the Stars.
You can say he's a busy guy this time of
Among
year.
The people that he represents is Rob Gronkowski. So Peter asked Rosenhaus about Gronk.
He loves football. He loves playing with Brady and Belichick and his teammates. He loves to win championships. But at the same time, the amount of pain and punishment that he's had to endure for somebody that can do something outside of football and be a huge success, whether it's broadcasting or acting or endorsements, Rob has so many opportunities. It's a tough decision to make. You know, I'm sure he would love to play football, but at the same time, he's got to consider where he is from a physical standpoint.
Did he say broadcasting?
Yeah, he did. I don't
Third man
why.
In for you guys?
He could be. We'd
Gronk.
Love to have him anytime. He
He's
could join us.
He's always welcome here.
Yeah. Monday Night Football needs a guy.
I think they already had a guy that didn't do the job very well.
That definitely sounds like he wants more money, doesn't
football
it?
Football and be a huge success, but whether it's broadcasting or...
That's an agent being an agent.
Yes.
Keeping all the doors and avenues open. And
but I'm saying...
We have options, you know, so don't try to strong-arm us.
But that's my point, is the options are other football things. So, like, the idea of threatening retirement is very real. Or just straight-up retirement, I think, it's real.
Yeah, but I think that's something that an agent would do, just make sure. Like, I'll keep our options open,
yeah,
even if you, Gronk, think you're going to play.
But it's
or
a little bit different than
play.
The cut, was it with Wendy Nix that we played, where he was going on and on about how, hey, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and all this stuff.
Right.
This was much more of a spin on, he's going to be a broadcaster now?
I have never heard anyone bring broadcaster up.
No.
I've heard movie star,
Gronk.
Right, wrestler,
right.
TV, produce.
Well, the XFL is going to need some analysts. Maybe he's that's
the guy.
I could
see him like
broadcasting or acting.
Especially if they
still
push the cheerleader angle, he could really get into that.
Yeah,
that is still the
nice
Jason Rossi dream scenario, is that Gronk somehow becomes Vince McMahon's centerpiece for the XFL.
Yeah, he's going to need
it. It's looking more and more likely right now.
The AAF is failing miserably. The XFL will fail miserably. Gronk doesn't want to tie himself to that.
If he gets money, why not?
I was going to say, what's it pay?
Yeah. He's eating Tide Pods. He doesn't care.
All right, let's give you one other cut.
Oh, he's not eating Tide Pods.
He's actually telling kids
don't do that.
Correction, do not eat that.
Let's give you one more cut. From the Peter King podcast with Drew Rosenhaus.
I hope it has to do more with love of the game than wanting to make a little more money.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The economics will have nothing to do with it. Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. I do think it'll be some time. I just suggested that he take his time, and we'll all wait for his decision, and so I'll support it either way.
With all due respect to Peter, come on. Get off your high horse. Come on.
Now.
All these guys should only play for the love of the game.
Holier than
come on.
Crap.
Come on.
Isn't he a guest of yours?
Yes, he is. Oh, Peter King and William McGinnis. Both great stuff here.
Well, William McGinnis wasn't on his high horse. That was a little high horse.
No, he's not on his high horse. But I'm
I was
saying,
preaching. I hope it's about the love
I
of the game.
I hope it has to do more with love of the game than wanting to make a little more money.
Why? Well, why can't it be both?
Or why can't it only be money?
Right. Football, especially. Why can't it be only about money?
Money.
Yes.
You don't like spending time with me and Dale?
I do. I like you guys.
Yeah, okay.
It's fun.
There you go.
Eat sitting down at the office.
And the free Cumbie's breakfast sandwich.
Which
that
was very good.
Yeah, stole
good.
Out of that bag.
I am not a fraud who'd like, Cumbie's is a sponsor, so he'll say they're great.
You
that was
really
freaking
like
good.
It. Yeah.
It was cold. It had been here for a long time, and it was still phenomenal.
Woofed it right down.
Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant.
No, I know the ingredients. We're talking about Gronk right now. All right?
Well, I'm talking about a sponsor.
He just put an
I'm trying
ad
to pay
in
your big salary. You're overrated big salary.
That's a good point. Somebody needs to. So I think Rosenhaus, though, just kind of.
But don't you think you could hear him? Like, if you guys got him on,
he's a liar.
He'd sound a little different with you guys than he did with Wendy Nix, than he did with Peter King.
Yeah.
That's an agent.
I mean, you kind of know what he's doing.
The economics will have nothing to do with it.
I think it's going to have everything to do with it.
Right.
Well, you know what? I take it back. I think the economics and he talked about him getting hit all the time. And Gronk has brought that up before. So I think that's a real thing about practices, and I don't know what that would look like. I don't know if it's, hey, he doesn't practice on Wednesdays or Fridays or whatever the day is that some of these great players have taken off in the past. There's been a history of not Larry Fitzgerald, but there's a really good player, I forget who it was recently, that was like his thing. Like, never practiced. You'd see him on the injury report. You're like, is he hurt? You're like, nope. He just doesn't practice on Wednesdays or whatever it was. So maybe that's what they're trying to figure out right now.
And who is the wet blanket in this
Rich Keith
discussion?
Could be.
A little bit here.
Could be.
No, but I mean for Gronk. Because I do think if you truly are looking out for Gronk, then somebody should say, you remember that week where you kind of walked off your press conference because people were talking about how you felt and where your confidence was and
he's
you weren't
miserable.
Producing?
Yeah.
Like, right now you feel good. And the last few months of football or weeks of football were fun and great and throwback-like. Gronk was back. But do you remember how it felt in September, October? Who's that person? Is that mom? Mm. Like, she seems like, in some of the stuff I've read and heard about her, that over the course of life, sometimes she's been the wet blanket. Like, dad's the fun guy.
A little more the voice of reason.
Mom's the one making sure there's 4 gallons of milk in the fridge for all you wild maniacs. Like, she's the reason.
Yeah.
Who is that person? Because I don't know if it is Rosenhaus. Like, a good agent, I think, would do that. A good agent would say, you know what? If he plays, I do make an extra $300,000 this year, but I'm not sure that's the best thing for Rob Gronkowski.
Well, that's what I was saying, and we had this conversation during the playoffs and at the very end of the Super Bowl where Tom Brady has all these videos with Gronk, and you're saying, is that really, like, obviously you want him to play again, but for a guy who's had so many injuries, like, is that really fair of you to be like, hey, get back in there, like, we need you another season?
Bulging disc.
Yeah.
That's important.
You took a
you
brief
did a nice
moment
job,
to kind of get
I nailed
that.
The hell out of
that. But he's had, I mean, multiple back surgeries and
bulging disc. Does that mean there's a fourth surgery coming, or because he's already had 3
right
discectomies and
he's been injured head to toe, like literally everywhere on the body. There's been some sort of major injury,
pretty much.
Like.
And I'm sorry, a guy that's already had 3 surgeries had another year where he dealt with a bulging disc and
terrible
the ankle, Achilles, whatever that was. That's
like,
a lot.
That's a good
that's
reason
legitimate.
To maybe walk away.
Even his good game, the Super Bowl, he gets hit in the thigh and you see him limp off and then he, you know, has to have treatment afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, there was a report he pushed back one of his appearances for a couple days on like Jimmy Kimmel or something because
of
he had to get treatment in the thigh and everything. Like, that's different than fun. Than just, I scored a touchdown and I'm with Brady and we're getting on the plane and we got a, you know, another ring and we're at a parade and beers are flying. Remember, there was some bad along the way, too. And I just think if he's going to make a mature, all-encompassing decision, somebody might want to say, Gronk, you remember that it wasn't all great last year.
Exactly.
Because he's had years that were great in his career. Even he's had
perfect
years.
Oh, this
was
kind of a down year for him.
Right. Now, if I'm the Patriots, I'll take the down year.
Yes.
I don't need to get Gronk back with
12
touchdowns.
Because, by the way, what I have behind the down year is nothing.
Nada.
No, there's
zip, zilch, zero.
Right.
Nada. And if you go back and look at the highlights of the 2018 Patriots, you know who's in a lot of them?
Dwayne Allen.
No, not so much. Rob Gronkowski.
That's right.
Even early in the year, it was like the catches against Houston and the catches against late in the Chiefs game. And, you know, even with the down numbers, the overall production down, when you needed him, when you needed a catch, he was still one of the guys that really came through for you. And certainly at the end, beating Eric Berry in overtime and beating, you know, the Rams in the Super Bowl to get that touchdown. Like, you won because of him at a lesser level. He wasn't the greatest of all time last year.
Right.
But he was damn good and among the best that you needed.
Let's get back to the calls with you at 617-779-7937. Harris is in Roxbury. Hey, Harris.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Before I get to my two questions, I just want to say, Andy Hart, I love you. I love when you're on the show and the three of you guys together. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I wish there was more of it.
Call management.
And also, Captain Marvel, save your money.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Harris, hold on.
In contrast to the dork.
I thought it was decent. Fair enough.
You know, when the cat is the highlight of the movie, you got a problem.
It was a good cat.
Hell of a cat.
Ben Mendelsohn was actually the highlight.
All right, let's not be giving any more away here.
All right.
All right, my two questions is for you, Andy.
Sit this one out, guys.
We'll do. Brown and Danny Shelton, free agents, and they got a hole at D-tackle. What is your wish list as far as, like, D-tackles and free agency? And also, what is your wish list as far as, like, Patriots wide receivers? What do you think they should go after?
I don't hate the Golden Tate idea. I don't think he's as great as
Richie Keith plan.
I like Golden Tate.
Well, he's not as good as people want to make him out to be. I mean, he's like a 10 yards per catch guy. He's not really a playmaker.
Pretty good, though. They need somebody.
Everybody's better here. That's the way it works.
Well, no, not everybody. Not everybody.
I think we went over that. A lot of times, receivers are the ones who aren't better here.
True.
But I like that idea. I think you need to draft at both positions. I think you need young blood at both positions. Boykin, the kid from Notre Dame, I've sort of taken a liking to at receiver as a second-tier receiver that might be available. Defensive tackle, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't studied the defensive tackle free agent list as much as I probably should have. Mm. You can always get those guys.
Right, they always have.
Like, Lawrence Guy is really good for them, right?
Yeah.
Had you ever heard of Lawrence Guy before he got here? Like,
not as familiar with Lawrence Guy until they got
And now
him.
He's your best. He's the guy you're going to build around with another guy next to him.
True.
Adam Butler is part of that mix in there as
they
a
always figure
guy.
That out. Seventh round, undrafted guys. They figure it out.
Always those.
The Kyle Love? Is that the guy who's
Kyle Love? But even veteran guys, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, right.
That guy played in 40 games the last
worried about that.
I am not as worried about defense. And I wouldn't rule out Malcolm Brown. If there's no market for him, rule out bringing him back on a one-year deal or whatever, because he clearly isn't. You'd think a free agent first-round pick. Those are like marquee guys. They're getting to that chance to hit.
Yeah, nothing on him.
I've heard nothing about Malcolm Brown. I think he's a good, not great player.
Right.
Has played a lot for them. He's been in there. He's been fine. I don't think he, is not a guy you said, wow, we nailed that first-round pick.
Definitely not.
My dream pick in the draft?
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins. Wow. I think he is an absolute can't miss NFL player.
He looks like a stud.
I've said this all.
He's going to be gone, long gone, isn't he?
Maybe. I've seen a lot in mock drafts where
he's down there
variants.
Okay.
Where guys that you think, that guy's going to go in the top 12.
It's true.
Now, mock drafts take him. Yeah, grain of salt. But Christian Wilkins,
that'd be
awesome. Never going to regret that pick.
No, I agree.
He's like the perfect human being, the perfect player. He's from Springfield. Mm-hmm. Like
Framingham High for a little cup of coffee.
Why would you ever? So he's like my dream draft pick that could fall in their lap, maybe, other than your guy, Hawkeyeinson.
Mm-hmm.
I have trouble saying that.
Well, everyone should.
It's like Giza.
Giza.
There you go. No.
Giza?
I think it's Giza.
Who's to say?
The old Giza.
Us.
Nobody knows.
Patrice Bergeron at the top of the hour, but when we come back on noon 30, Stephen A. Smith is clapping back. Oh, boy, you'll love this.
Oh, boy.
Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI. No need to Check the time as it's.
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said
you
noon 30.
Called that. You what love you called it. Call it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
So yesterday, we brought you some sound from Stephen A. Smith, who had kind of an interesting take on why the Celtics were starting Gordon Hayward for the first 15 games of the regular season.
Yeah, and why players on the team
didn't like him. Had something to do
how
with
much
skin
he's
color. You might have been able to figure that out. So we talked about it. OMF talked about it. Mutt and Callahan talked about it. Evidently, word got back to Stephen A. that we were talking about it. No surprise there. So this is the original cut. This is what we played for you yesterday of what it was Stephen A. had to say.
But everybody and their mother knows that, particularly when it comes to Boston, if we could have a white superstar, that would be even better. And they viewed Gordon Hayward as having that kind of potential. I have spoken to people in the league who literally have said, look, man, no disrespect to Gordon Hayward. Nice guy, but he's really, really compromised right now. He's not the same guy that he was. And they said, we actually kind of feel sorry for him because he is a nice guy and we know he's trying to come back from injury. So you got all of that going on in Boston, all evolving around Gordon Hayward. And Kyrie Irving is looking at everybody and saying, but y'all talk about me. What's wrong with y'all? That's what's going on in Boston.
So that's what we played for you yesterday.
Right.
You know, we discussed it. Rich and I discussed it and made it kind of a simple matter here. The reason that Brad Stevens is invested in Gordon Hayward is, A, he recruited him out of high school to play for him at Butler. B, he played for him at Butler. C, he recruited him out of Utah to get him to sign as a free agent with the Celtics. Of course he's got a reason to have this guy play. Oh, by the way, they're paying him $31 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was an all-star in the league. He has a max contract. He's coming off of an injury, and you're kind of seeing what he's got. And it's been a slower process for him. He's had some ups, a lot of downs. But I can understand why some of the players on the team, especially Jaylen Brown, who's losing out on some minutes, losing out on some shots, and saying, well, this guy's not ready to go. But I don't think he's ever thinking, well, the only reason he's even getting a crack at this is because he's a white guy. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I'd be shocked. And I just feel like it was crazy for Stephen A. Smith to even put that on any of the players, or to put that on the coach, or to put that on management. None of that makes sense.
So it was a topic of discussion here, needless to say, with what Stephen A. said. So Stephen A. evidently had to talk about us talking about him. Oh.
Yes, I did go on to say, to talk about the city of Boston, alluding to how it would prefer a white superstar. I didn't say you don't want a black superstar. I didn't say you wouldn't accept and absorb a black superstar. When you won the championship in 2008, I saw how rabid, how great that Boston fan base was. Doc Rivers was a black coach. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rondo, Ray Allen, all brothers. But let's be clear about something here. They ain't Bird. Never will be. They ain't Havlicek. Never will be. You want stories about what it's like to be in Boston? Why don't you talk to Bill Russell? We know this story. We also know, in fairness to the city of Boston, because I know a lot of folks in there, even the a-hole that I had to deal with on WEEI, that's just one person. It's a lot of people on that station that's good people. There's a lot of people that oppose at other stations that are good people. Michael Holly is my brother. That's my man.
Doesn't work here. doesn't work here. So first of all, I believe the a-hole he's talking about doesn't work here. And the guy he loves doesn't work here. So you might want to update the roster there for his WEEI contact.
There's a lot of people on that station that's good people.
And, Dale, and, Glenn.
And second of all, can we just talk, you know, you want to talk about Bill Russell, and okay, 50 some years ago, do you think it might be different now than it was 50 some years ago?
And also to say, hey, they loved Paul Pierce, but they didn't love him like Larry Bird. Couple of things. First of all, I love Paul Pierce more than any other Celtic,
and
but that's just me.
He
that's
ain't Larry Bird.
No, he's not. Larry Bird, you can make a case as a top 10 player of all time. Larry Bird won 3 titles, not one. There's a bit, and he was in the finals
Bird
all time. That's
never
a big
will
difference.
Be.
Yeah, Right. And I think it's because of how good he was. Now, don't get me wrong.
By the way, don't put Havlicek in the same sentence as Bird. I love John Havlicek.
Havlicek.
No, Bird.
Never will be.
Bird greater than Havlicek.
Yes.
And if you ask people who are the greatest Celtics of all time, it's Russell 1, Bird 2 on every list, right?
Like,
yes. What list doesn't have Russell Bird?
11 rings sort of trumps
yes.
all.
Yes, it does. But everybody, no matter what age they are, if they actually care about the Celtics and the history of the Celtics, Go to the best players, Russell Bird. And then after that, jumps around, Havlicek maybe, whatever, Cousy, Pierce, however you want to put your list. But that is ridiculous. Like, yeah, so the only reason why people here like Bird was because he was white, or maybe because he was an awesome player.
Right.
Now, I'm sure
by the way, people in this town love Paul Pierce, too.
Love Paul Pierce.
Correct.
Love Garnett.
Not just you.
No, not just me. No, I think most people... like, of a certain generation, Paul Pierce is their favorite NBA player of all time. Like, without question, because that's who they sort of grew up with. Now, the generation before that grew up, or, you know, while they're in their watching prime, was Larry Bird. So that's their favorite player.
Right. Reggie Lewis was people's favorite player for a while.
For a little run, it was.
For me, it was Greg Kite. But everybody has their
favorite. And we know a little bit about you. We know why, Dale. Unbelievable.
All right, I was kidding. Stephen A., I was kidding.
Unbelievable. You're from Maine, and I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The a-hole.
Is that me? Might have been Hart.
Yeah, who's
that? Oh, that I had to deal with on WEEI. That's just one person.
Yeah, but I don't understand the
context
of that.
So when you say something like this, do you not expect people to talk about it, react to
it? To respond to
it,
right.
Isn't that what you actually want?
I mean,
in this business,
you want
attention.
No, what he wants people to do is discuss it, talk about it, and endorse it.
Right.
That's what he wants.
The guy who yells and says bombastic things gets upset when other people speak emotionally and talk about a topic in that way.
I just think it's reckless to...
You think?
Essentially suggest that Stevens was playing Hayward because he was white, that Ainge acquired Hayward because he was white, and that teammates are upset that he's playing a lot and that the fans like him more because he's white.
Oh, all I don't know. I've listened and I've heard Hayward get nothing but ripped. Called trash by... your type of people, the gamer, the young generation.
Before he went for 30 against the Warriors, my great idea was to sit him for a while. Like, don't even play him. And then he goes out and makes me look like an idiot and was great in that game. But I don't think people were saying, hey, put him back in the starting lineup. Has anybody said put him back in the starting lineup?
No.
Or he needs to play more?
Nope.
There, a lot of people, I think, kind of feel bad for him because he has not been the same player after destroying his ankle.
Right.
That's the whole thing here, is he's coming off a horrific injury, and then out of nowhere, you're getting that, well, he's getting special treatment because he's white. No, he's getting special treatment, if he's even getting that, because of he's coming off of an injury, you're not sure how he's going to respond to it, and he's also a very important player
for
them.
He was supposed to be your second most important player.
Right.
You need him to be that. You're investing in that, and I think it happens in all sports at all positions where a great player comes off an injury and you're like, he's just not ready. But this is what Belichick would call money in the bank. Yeah. We're investing in the time now where he's not really that good so that when we need him, he's back. The rust is off or whatever you want to call it. Like, I just went back and looked just for comparison purposes because everybody compares this injury to Paul George, right? Paul George hurt it in August.
Right, so what, 3 months earlier?
Right, the end of that following season, Paul George came back. He played in 6 games.
Yeah, it was 9, but either way.
Didn't start, and then started everything after that.
And then had a whole other offseason. So his is different.
But, my point is, the year after the injury, so he hurts it in August.
Yes.
And August later, and then you go into the regular season in that fall, he was a starter, right?
Was
he perfect and back? No.
He was pretty good.
He was good.
He was really good.
But there... that's what happens.
But they're all different, too. Like, just because one guy has the same injury, you can't just say, well,
he's extra procedure late and all that.
Oh, by the way, a little secret. Paul George has always been better than Gordon Hayward.
Correct.
So if you're going to just compare the two, like, you'd always rather have Paul George anyway.
We'll give you the rest of what Stephen A. had to say. And at the top of the hour, we'll talk to Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Get social with Boston's number one sports station, WEEI. Facebook, Twitter, and Insta. Live videos, opinion, and exclusive content. That's WEEI Sports Radio Network on Facebook, at WEEI on Twitter, and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Connect with the number one sports station,
WEEI Radio and
WEEI.
WEEI Sports Radio.
For over 25 years, the original WEEI.
Now at Cumberland Farms, get a free coffee any size, hot or iced, when you buy any breakfast sandwich. That's an entire breakfast for about what you'd pay for just a coffee at the other place. Get a free coffee with any breakfast sandwich only at Cumberland Farms for a limited time only.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter, at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, before we get to the rest of what Stephen A. has.
Breaking news with Dale and Keith, brought to you by.
Not go crazy here, but.
This is breaking news.
No, this is good.
This is
a good move. People, well, specifically Rich Keefe, was mocking me earlier in the program when I suggested that the return of Brandon Bolden was a great signing for the Patriots.
I did mock you for that.
For a special teams reason, but.
I think he's still mocking
I did,
you.
Yes. I stand by that.
You know why they brought Brandon Bolden back? The last play of the Miami Dolphins game.
Wasn't his touchdowns in that game?
I was going to say, he wouldn't have played in that
game. No, I was thinking
play,
more along the lines of, could somebody make a tackle?
But he wouldn't have been out there.
He would have.
Brandon Bolden would have been out there on defense? What, for the first time
Gronk
ever?
Gronk was out there on defense.
I know, but Bolden wouldn't
anyway,
have been.
They've apparently come to another signing. Apparently, the McCourty twins will not be broken apart because the Patriots have reached a two-year agreement with Jason McCourty.
He was good last year. He was way better than I thought he was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to be one of those veteran guys that comes in. You're like, oh, good name. Like, that, it should help, but then doesn't.
Well,
but
plus he had great. The whole weird offseason where he did nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, he stood on the sideline and watched all the camps, and people were like,
playing
is he hurt? Is he not hurt? Is he going to get cut?
Didn't he play in the fourth preseason game?
Yeah, safety.
At safety.
And we were like, oh, boy, that's not a good sign.
And then he ended up being a really solid corner. And so when you got word that Devin was returning, you said, well, hopefully they also bring back Jason. So that is a good move.
Plus, it keeps the availability, if the Bennetts come back, we're just loading up on
Bennetts,
brothers.
McCourty's, grab a
Hollisters.
Whatever Gronk you want. Grab another Gronk.
Hollisters. Bosa's.
I would take both Bosa's.
Me too.
Can you actually
Bosa's.
Get a Hollister healthy enough to play?
No, well, I don't think so.
He's a half a tight end, according to Rich.
Well, yeah, he's trying.
It's hurtful.
All right, let's get you back to Stephen A. for a moment and his response, apparently, to this radio station. And by the way, it's not hard for you to figure out, but Stephen A., when he was talking about the a-hole on WEEI, he and Kirk Minahan had this huge beef on the air here. Minahan was asking him specifically about his chumminess with Floyd Mayweather in the interview, and Stephen A. took exception to it. He ultimately ended up hanging up on him.
Because we tried getting Stephen A. on, not this Super Bowl, but the previous Super Bowl. He was doing his show right next to our show.
Oh, he was,
like,
he was
right
literally
next
like...
to.
3 feet away.
That was at the Mall of America where everybody was just crammed in like sardines and he would not do the show.
I went right up to him, right to his face, and he like, it was as if I wasn't even there.
Yeah, like, no thank you,
and,
sir.
And that, what he was talking about was a beef he had with Minahan at the time.
Who doesn't have beef?
Well, I'm just saying, that's what he was referring to. Yep, he didn't say it by name, but that's what he was talking about. So let's get back to what Stephen A. was saying yesterday.
Fourier in Boston. I love the city of Boston in terms of their sports. I hate them beating my Yankees. I hate the Patriots smoking everybody all the time. But the fan base in Boston is phenomenal. I love coming to Boston. And those fans are phenomenal to me. They treat me marvelous. I love the atmosphere at TD Bank Garden. I hope you make the finals like I predicted you would. It'll be bananas up in that town. No question. But Boston's a little bit different than most towns. You do have some history. And even though it's not filled with the venom and vitriol that once existed in that town, is there a preference that I believe potentially exists? Absolutely, I do. I'm not apologizing for that.
So now it's a potential, right? Like now it's now he's trying to defend himself. He's going back a little bit, walking it back. Love the town.
Oh, I love it.
Great. There's some great people on the radio. The fans are the best there. Oh, they love their sports teams.
But racist.
Oh, by the way, Bill Russell had issues. So let's face it, these guys probably still have some issues. So it's like this generation getting punished for previous generation things. And we talk about this all the time and it gets frustrating, but Boston has the reputation, but L.A. doesn't?
Or
like
any place?
L.A.?
And we'll pretend the Reginald Denny stuff didn't happen.
Or, I don't know, the South?
The whole South? The history of this country. It is what
right.
it is.
No, I yes. know. But Boston still, it's like it's there and it's not going anywhere.
And then you get into
But if you had a white superstar in Boston, they're going to be more marketable than a black superstar. That's right. I said it.
So
I said it.
I disagree. I do. I think it has more to do with the level of superstar. So say Kyrie Irving re-signs and is fully committed. He's ready to rock and roll. He's like, I'm a Celtic. He's already apologized a little bit for some of the things that he's done. Maybe they even win a title. And Kyrie's in his prime and he's staying here. You really think that you could do better if he happened to be white? Like, I think he'll maximize whatever he could do. Like, whatever the ceiling is for, you know, endorsements and celebrity in town, am I naive to think that he would reach that ceiling?
Well, I think he'd reach the ceiling that he sets by his own personality.
Well, that too, right? Because not all superstars are the same. You're right, because some are more, you know
Gronk is different from Brady. Like, the personalities matter. In the way people embrace people, their willingness to do whatever in their off-field ventures, whether it be business or charitable, there's just different personalities.
But so say Larry Bird played right now. Say he was playing now, and LeBron James, like between the two guys, like that's the kind of comparison you can make for Bird.
I think they'd be very similar because I think people would know that Bird was a little more ornery and had some issues off the court. Just like people, I just said this during the break, LeBron is the biggest superstar in the NBA, right?
Maybe the world. Well, maybe not the world, probably a soccer player. In the NBA he is. He's the number one superstar.
There's aspects of him that are very unlikable. Very unlikable to a lot of people.
Think?
I know, I'm preaching
well,
to you.
Well, the one guy especially.
And yet people love him. Why? Because he's the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, the best. He can dunk on you, block your shot, shoot a three. Your team just lost. He went to the title game.
Does the whole thing. All of that. You feel like you're watching history.
Greatness. You're watching greatness. And that's what people want. And I think the problem for Boston is when you start to defend yourself, it's like you go down the some of my best friends are black argument.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we loved Manny. We loved Ortiz.
Yeah.
You know, we loved a freaking backup quarterback to Drew Bledsoe that we wanted to put in over the white quarterback, number one pick, poster boy. But when you go down that, it's like you're in quicksand and you're just swimming. Yeah, yeah, you can't win the battle.
Just having the conversation alone, you're kind of giving it more life.
As I said yesterday, can you imagine if this nitwit Shane Kiesel in Utah, who was going after Russell Westbrook. Can you imagine if that was at the TD Garden?
Oh my God. Yeah. It would be weeks and weeks of it. Yeah, you could imagine. And then it would be nonstop. Like another classic example. Here
there
we go.
It is.
Boston again.
It's Salt Lake City. It's looked at it like this one guy's an idiot.
Right.
The city's not a bunch of racists.
Not the history. And this.
Right, exactly.
I just don't understand any of it in this day and age. And what you see with marketability, we were just talking about NBA players. There is no white marketable NBA player. There just isn't.
Jokic.
Isn't marketable.
Luka Doncic.
It may be marketable.
But U.S.
Porzingis
born, there's
may
less.
Be marketable,
U.S. born
but
white guys, there's
none
less
of them
less.
Compare. And we see it here.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum was anointed a superstar last year, basically.
Pretty much.
I'm watching Gatorade commercials. Nike comes out with self-lacing shoes, and he's like one of the guys that's endorsing them.
Yeah.
He is probably more marketable and loved than he should be. That'd be my argument. Jason Tatum is loved too much in the city of Boston. They wouldn't trade Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis.
Right.
What are you talking about?
We'll talk with Boston Bruins assistant captain Patrice Bergeron. It's coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.